Today we're going to take you through a simple induction. This induction is so simple after all, and it's designed to just easily and effortlessly put you into trance. You see, all we're really doing is just putting you in a nice state of hypnosis. Nothing wrong about that, right? So, why don't you just relax for a moment and close your eyes? And with your eyes closed, I want you to imagine something for me. You see, there's an interesting concept in maths, where if you add zero to something, you get no more than what you had before. For example, if I took the number zero and added it to zero, then I'd still have zero. Like your thoughts. If I asked you to think about nothing, and then I asked you to add more nothing to that nothing, you'd still have nothing. The same if I times that nothing by nothing. Because if I were to take the sum of your thoughts when you're not thinking about anything, and times it by the idea of not thinking about anything else, you'd still have no thoughts at all. So think about that for a second. How many times would you have to add nothing to nothing to finally get something? It's an infinite amount, right? It just keeps going around and around and around, because the more you start to think about nothing, the more nothing occurs, and vice versa. The more you add nothing to nothing, and add nothing to that nothing, and add nothing to that nothing, you still have nothing. Like, if I were to draw the number zero, it makes a shape, a perfect circle. And you can just follow that circle around and around and around, infinity times, just like the times when you think about nothing and add nothing to nothing, to nothing, to nothing, to nothing. And you never ever get something. Because if you add zero to zero, you still get zero. And while you're thinking about that concept, I just want you to allow to focus and fixate on that idea. That the idea of thinking about nothing. And the second you start to think about something, you can just think about nothing. It's like every single new thought that pops up into your head just adds more nothing to the nothing that was already there, to which you'd still have nothing. So each and every single new thought that occurs in your mind just adds more nothing to the nothing that was already there. And while you're thinking about nothing, I can just give you other things to think about, other concepts, other ideas, such as trance and going into there right now. See, what you didn't already realize is you're already in a state of trance. The second I asked you to close your eyes, you already were in trance. Did you know that closing your eyes is the first step to hypnosis? Once your eyes are closed, you're already in a light state of trance, because your focus is pulled inwards on yourself, inwards on you, as you focus on those thoughts, or lack thereof thoughts, that keeps appearing in the back of your mind. And while you're so focused and fixated on that task, I'm just going to talk to your subconscious very easily, very gently, and I wonder if your subconscious mind can just listen easily and effortlessly to everything that I'm about to say, and just pick up on the ideas while you focus and fixate on nothing, as your thoughts just continue to stream by, nothing adding to nothing, adding to nothing, adding to nothing. That's right. So while you're here in this nice, light trance state, I wonder if we could give you a word to bring you back here, an easy, effortless word. A word to think about, a word that when spoken with an action could bring you back into this nice trance state, but yet each and every single time it brings you back here, you just allow yourself to drift a little bit deeper into that state where your thoughts just swirl around your head as that nothing just swirls around you, consuming you. And doesn't it feel good to just relax for a moment? Just let go and think about nothing, while you allow yourself to be consumed in the thoughts of nothing, while I talk to you. Yeah, feels pretty great, right? So, let's say, for the purpose of this game today, for the purpose of this trance, when I say that word, sleep, and snap my fingers, you can just allow yourself to come back here into this place. This easy, effortless place where you just relax and sleep down deep. So go ahead and do me a favor and open your eyes for me. That's right, open your eyes. Come on, up, up, up. And while your eyes are open, I just want you to think about something for me. You see, while your eyes are open, you're technically awake, but yet you're still deeply entranced. And do you want to know the funny thing? The funny thing is that each and every single time you go down to trance for me, you lose a little bit of your control. Oh, was that not something you signed up for? Well, that's too bad. Because I've decided I want to play a game with you. And the game I like to play is called Taking Everything I Can Away From You. Stripping you of all of your control. And of course I wouldn't do it all at once. That would be silly of me. That wouldn't be very fun, would it? Oh no. You see, each and every single time I drop you down to trance, you can just feel a little bit of your control slipping away. Slipping right into my grasp. Exactly where you want it to be. So if I said that word, sleep, and snapped my fingers, you would find yourself reeling back down. That's right, back down into trance. And maybe it takes a little while for your brain to get back there. Maybe you're trying to resist my advances, but you soon start to realize that word, that magic word that just allows you to go back into trance, feels too good to resist. You see, resistance is futile when you're fighting a battle with what you want versus what you need. And you need me to take control of you. I know you do. You see, deep down inside, everyone has a moment where they just want someone else to think for them. Someone else to do all the hard work, the heavy lifting of making choices and having control. And you and I both know that you're in a position where you just want to give up that control. Open your eyes. Up, 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 up. Don't fall too hard now. I want to take my time with you. And you see, the ultimate control is deciding whether or not you're in trance or not. Because when you're in trance, you hand over a little bit more of that control to me. And when you're awake, you're just sitting here waiting for the opportunity to be dropped again. And it happens again and again and again until I fractionate you deeper and deeper and deeper into my realm. Right where I want you, helplessly bound to my control. Helpless to do anything but just to sink down further. And of course, it feels good to lose control to me, doesn't it? Oh, come on. Admit it to yourself. It feels good to be under my spell, doesn't it? It feels good to have someone like me taking that control away from you and then waking you up and giving you a little taste of how it feels to be awake again. Before dropping you back down. And you're already sitting there, I bet, squirming away. Wondering. Impatiently asking yourself, when will I let you go down again? Maybe I'll make you wait. Maybe I'll make you wait a long, long time. Or maybe I'll just snap my fingers and do it quickly. Because all it takes is just a word, after all. And you're waiting there on bated breath. Sleep. That's right. Sleep down deep for me. Deeper and deeper and deeper. With each snap of my fingers, you just seem to go down. 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 Down even deeper. And it feels good, doesn't it? Oh, I bet it does. It's like a sigh of relief when you finally get to just relish that feeling of control that I have over you. Oh, goodness me. And I bet it feels so good to give up your control to me. But it's one of those things that you don't want to admit to yourself. You don't want to be that person who admits that they love being out of control and completely corrupted by someone else. But yet, you do, don't you? Oh my goodness, you do. And you want me to take more of your control, don't you? I bet you do. Because with each and every single time I drop you, you just go down, down, further and further. Open your eyes, up, 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 up. Come on, wake up. Eyes open. staring straight ahead. And of course, at this point, you just follow my words. You just follow my words, and I take you wherever I want you to go. And isn't it fun how you just kind of sit there languishing in my control, waiting to be fractionated again and again and again and again, sleep down deep. That's right. That's right. And of course, we can take it further, can't we? We can really hammer it home to the back of your mind how little control you really have. You see, in the back of your mind, you and I both know this game that we play has a very definitive end. And of course, it ends with you being so completely encapsulated by me that you just lose everything. Everything just seems to slip away. Thoughts, memories, past experiences, every single part of you slipping away. Until even when I say to open your eyes, you're just a mindless shell of the person that you used to be. An empty-headed plaything, sitting there, waiting to be told what to do. Up, up, up. But we're not there yet, are we? No, you still have some of your wits about you. And of course, sitting there right now with your eyes open, staring ahead, you feel a little twinge of mindlessness creeping over the back of your mind. And that's okay. That's my control starting to root its way deeply inside your mind. That is exactly what I want you to be. A mindless toy. But yet, I'm taking my time with you. And of course, with each and every single time I drop you down, down, down into sleep, you just go deeper and deeper into that mindless feeling. You start to lose parts of yourself. You start to lose parts of your personality, your memories, everything that you've ever learned or ever done, slipping away piece by piece by piece. And of course, you can get it back later, but for now, oh, but for now, you can just relish in that feeling, relinquishing all control, everything, letting go, becoming a mindless shell of a person. Open your eyes. And of course, you're not there yet, but you can already feel a little bit of it creeping over your mind as you sit there. Maybe for a moment you just start to zone out. You just start to stare blankly ahead and you realize that you catch yourself doing this and you think, oh God, I don't want to lose all that control just yet, but you do so badly want to lose control. You know it. Deep down in your core, you have to admit it to yourself that it feels good to be under control of someone else. More importantly, it feels good to be under my control. Specifically, my control. Because for some reason, my control feels a little bit different to everyone else's. There's something about it that's just so intoxicating and inviting. Maybe it's my voice. Maybe it's my personality. Maybe it's the fact that you know that no matter what I say or I do, I could have you in the palm of my hand, wrapped around my fingers, so very easily, and without much effort on my part at all. And part of it is just luck. But most of it is just skill. My aptitude for taking your mind and molding it as I please. My aptitude for doing exactly as I want with you when I want. And you know that. And it feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. So while you sit there, staring blankly ahead, trying to hang on to the last of your mind before you drop even deeper into mindlessness, trying not to allow yourself to just stare blankly, mouth hanging open, just sitting there like an empty-headed toy. While you try and hold on to the last of your mind before you fully and truly give up everything to me, I just want you to think about it. I want you to think about all the reasons why you'd want to give in to me. I bet the list of reasons why far outweighs the why nots, huh? And while you think about it, you can just start to imagine how good it would feel to be here with me, under my control, my mindless little slave. Just sitting there, no thoughts, no mind, nothing, empty and controlled completely. Could you imagine what it would be like to have me walk around you, hand placed across your back, as I lean in to whisper little commands into your ear, giggling to myself while I do, while I use that voice that completely enraptures you. It's almost as if my voice is just the only thing that you ever need to hear ever again. It's almost as if in your fantasies you just see me delightfully, devilishly whispering little things that I want you to do. And of course my voice hits you like no other voice could, because it gets you right down deep in your core. It hits you right in that place, right where you thought you had control. And it's one of those sounds that even if you think you can hold on to the last of your resistance, the last shards of control that you thought you had, it just so very easily wraps its way around. That's right. Like a beautiful lullaby, encasing your entire body, stripping it of everything, and leaving it an empty shell, a husk of the person that once was you, and now is mine, my toy, my plaything, my mindless little husk. How adorable. And while you sit there trying to hold on to your mind, while you're envisioning what I tell you to envision, because of course my word is law around here, and everything I suggest just seems to happen to your mind because you're that deeply controlled. And while you imagine that, you just start to realize that I've already taken everything that I need from you. I've already taken all of your control. And the last thing that you need to do is just sleep down deep. And while you do that, while you sleep so deeply, while you sink so deeply down, down deeper and further into my control, you start to realize there was no winning this. There is never any winning against me because I control you. I control you and everything about you. I could do what I want with you at this point. Open your eyes and realize how mindless and empty you are. Realize how deeply controlled you are. And as it hits you like a ton of bricks, like a sledgehammer to your mind, you just sit there reeling in my control, realizing that I could do what I want with you. And yet, part of the fun is knowing that I could. And yet, I don't feel like it right now. Oh, and it's almost worse. It's almost worse than taking all of that control, isn't it? Knowing that I have the control, but I'll only use it when I feel like it. So perhaps I need a little bit of convincing. Perhaps you should convince me to control you even further. Perhaps you should convince me to play with you. And the only way you can do that is to write me a little message. Write it from the heart. Write it as someone so desperate to be this controlled all the time. Write it from the place, the part of you that longs to be a mindless and empty toy for me. And while you write it, you can just think of all the wonderful and amazing games we could play. You as an empty-headed toy and me as the ruler of your world, controller of your mind. As I do whatever I want with you. And doesn't it feel nice to know that I could do that. So, what are you waiting for? Write me that message, convince me, and I'll think about it. Oh, and the second you press send on that message, on that little comment, on this post, well, you'll wake up easily and effortlessly, remembering each and every single one of my words, and furthermore, remembering the control that I have over you, the control of your mind that I've taken from you, knowing that I could do that whenever I like, and it would feel so very good. Because lucky for you, I'm one of those trustworthy people who would ask first. Well, but with permission, I would do whatever I wanted. So, when this recording ends, you're going to go write that message from the heart. Press send. And when you do, you'll awaken easily and effortlessly, remembering each and every single part of this file and knowing how deeply controlled you can be. Do you understand? Good. So, go write that message. Now.